Yeah, the first thing you got to figure out is the COR. So I usually set, you know, COR and CPCSS to, if I've got a complete unknown, usually they're inverted, active low. But if I'm having trouble, I set them both off, and then I go inverted and non-inverted on, like, the one, and then I turn that one back off, and I turn inverted, non-inverted on the other, you know. So there's a little, like, a little truth table you can make to go through all the possible combinations. But generally, it's going to be, you know, the same for CTCSS. And most of the time, you're not even using one of the audios, A or B, usually B, or CTCSS. Sometimes you are, sometimes you aren't. You know, sometimes all you need is COR, and, you know, you can just leave the other one off. But it's just a little bit of a, you know, you got to kind of get familiar with it. And then, you know, and then between that status screen where you can look at all the active inputs and outputs and the test tones and all that stuff, you can get them set up pretty damn quick. Anywho, Anthony, when you say how much does something like that cost, I assume you mean to get the tower work done? I paid $2,000 a piece for when I did all my microwave work. I could probably get it for less than that. You could probably get a guy to do the job we need there done for about $1,000, but I don't know. But I'm going to say that, you know, anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000. I'd have to go look at it, though. It depends on how much complication there's going to be with the nest, the existing nest. You know, usually they crawl through those to get up above them. You know, and then how much room do they have for a crew? That also plays into the role.